program is called Lawrence and Taylor, and for obvious reasons, because my name is Jeremy Lawrence.
And I'm Roger Taylor.
See how we came up with that?
Yeah.
It's great.
Pretty slick, huh?
Yeah, you know, we put an awful lot of thought into that.
Weeks we worked on that.
Several weeks, focus groups, and just all sorts of crazy stuff.
We even asked Michael.
Yes.
Yeah.
It was pure genius.
He thinks it's genius. Oh, we're going to have to come up with a new name.
Okay, good, write that good suck up.
Very nice. Yes. Very nice, am I that?
Well, you get some 1 point for that.
Yes.
Well, you know what? Right now, Roger, you said you wanted to talk about Governor Snyder, but Michael is insisting that we talk about something else.
Somebody screwed up on the road?
Yes. See, that's more what he
than
wants
one.
To talk about.
More than one person.
Multiple screw-ups.
Yes. All right. At the risk of sounding stereotypical, hit us with it.
All right. Here are three traffic updates.
Three of them.
Yes. At mile marker 30 on I-94 westbound, it's backed up. That's near the St. Joseph area. There is a two-car accident at the T intersection of Ravine and Squires, so avoid that area if you can. And then there also is an accident just past exit 30 on eastbound I-94, backed up for about a mile.
Okay.
The texter says. So, listeners, thank you for keeping us up to date on traffic.
The a lot of school buses go through that Ravine and Squires intersection.
Mm-hmm.
No mention of school buses, right?
No mention of school buses.
Okay. Good. All right.
That's good.
Good.
That's good.
So there you go. We'll keep you up to date when we know more about things, or, you know, when Michael just decides to interrupt the program, as he's one to do.
Yeah, he makes things up, I think, just to...
But not this time.
Yeah.
This time. These are real, but, you know, other times, like when he said genius, I think that was probably made up. But,
yeah. Or sucking up.
It could be.
But it's been on my to-do list. The Petoskey News.
Mm-hmm.
Talks about the fact that Michigan now has a large budget surplus,
mm-hmm.
but Snyder, our governor, is not interested in revisiting last year's tax increase on pensions.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking that with all the rhetoric about opposed to all new taxes,
mm-hmm.
don't you think we ought to be repealing that tax before we spread that money around anyplace else? That we might want to make those seniors living on fixed incomes whole before we do other things with that money?
Well, I hear you, and I think the thing that I would want to ask, just for clarity, is, and this is just from a standpoint of I don't know, I wasn't around when the tax was put in place, but what kind of a tax, what was the figure attached to that? Do you remember offhand? It was like a 1 point something or...
I
don't remember, several billion or something, I don't know. But
it was extremely complex because
mm-hmm.
it's phased in.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you were born between 1945 and 1951,
mm-hmm.
it was one thing, and it really wasn't easy. Michael, there would be something for you to, if you get a minute, take a look at for us. The tax itself was very complex.
Okay. I'd just be interested to hear the dollar amount, because that might be what's hanging it up a little bit. I don't know that. But that surplus that we got, I remember a couple of the state senators we had on earlier, a couple of weeks ago, talked
uh-huh.
about that some of that surplus is a one-time thing. So you do have to watch that. You've got to figure out, okay, what is it that's going to be a recurring thing? I mean, to me, I think, okay, if it's going to be a recurring thing and that's where you raised it, then, yeah, maybe that's what you look at.
Mm-hmm.
But I think, you know, sit down, run the numbers, run the math. See if it passes the Dave Ramsey sniff test.
Yeah.
Before you go and do something like that. But it's worth a look.
And if it is a one-time thing, maybe we could do a one-time rebate to the people who are affected by
mm-hmm.
it this year.
Maybe.
Instead of repealing it, maybe we just need to do a one-time rebate. And if the state really does need the money for next year,
mm-hmm.
Do a one-time thing with it.
Maybe.
But to take that money and use it for other purposes sticks in my craw just a bit.
Well, tell you what, if you'd like to get in on the discussion, tell us what you think about it. 382-4280 is the local number. Or if you're not in the local area, you want to be part of the conversation, you know what? We've got a toll-free number as well. And it's 877-382-4280. See, real easy. We make it easy on you. So you can be a part of the discussion.
People born before 1946 don't pay the tax.
Okay.
So it appears to start, this appears to have been targeted at baby boomers. When you picked 1946, the actual, the beginning of.
Was that the boom? Yeah, that was the beginning of the boom.
That's the beginning of the boom.
Sure.
And so it appears our legislature and governor were targeting the baby boom generation with this tax.
Now, one thing that just for complete disclosure here, when Governor Snyder was talking about this particular situation, he says that it's an issue of fairness. Pensions shouldn't be treated differently for tax purposes than other retirement income. And that's what he had mentioned in the rundown of saying he won't reconsider the tax. What he is looking at is increasing the personal tax exemption on the first $4,000 of income, which to me kind of sounds like, well, let's make this real complex.
Yeah.
Which I never like that when politicians will do that sort of thing. Let's make it complex. Make it simple. Whatever you do, make it simple.
Well, but this gives money to people who lost in the first place. It's going to give everybody a personal tax exemption on the first $4,000 of income.
Which is not a horrible thing.
No, but that's transferring money from the people who pay the tax, people with pensions, and giving it to people who had no skin in the game. And that bugs me. I'm thinking we need to make let's repeal the tax increase. This would be something I'm thinking the Tea Party people should be on my side with.
I'm just pausing to enjoy this moment that you're troubled by redistribution of wealth.
Yes.
I'm glad I'm sitting down for this, really. So.
We talk about it all the time, but here is a case where we're doing it. And this was done by people who said we weren't going to do this kind of stuff anymore. And here we are transferring wealth from some people and giving it to others.
See, I'm stunned because normally that's sort of a democratic kind of value of, okay, take from these to give to somebody else.
So I'm
pausing for
so
a minute here.
I'm a gadfly.
I'm
can't
stunned.
Trust where I'm going to come down on some of these issues.
I'm amazed. All right. Chris is on the line from Richland. Chris, welcome to the program.
Hey, sounds like selective libertarianism again. I think if you wanted to give the money back, you could do it in the form of giving everybody money back, you know.
But that's taking from some people and giving it to people who didn't pay, Chris.
Well,
that's wealth transfer.
If we're all paying income, then we're all getting to keep a little of our income for a little bit longer. I guess is the way I would look at it, and it's really the way the conservatives and the Tea Party looks at it. And thought, you know, we earned it, our money. If it comes back to us, then or if we get less of it taken away, less of our money taken away, then so much the better. In the case of a pensioner, I think that's the same.
So some kinds of wealth transfer are acceptable.
No.
Well, that's what you're saying here.
No, I'm saying that
we increase the taxes on people who have pensions, and you want to give it to everybody, some of whom didn't pay any additional taxes.
Sure, that's one way to look at it. The other way to look at it is if you weren't paying income tax and everybody else was paying income tax, and you were benefiting from the services that income tax pays for, you were getting the redistribution. So I think this is just a fair way of looking at income. Income is income is income, and it doesn't matter if it's, you know.
So the fact that seniors are trying to live on a fixed income and had their taxes increased is not a reason to not give a tax refund to people who didn't pay any additional taxes.
Since when are you against income taxes? I mean, it's very selective in this particular case. Your gripe is with a certain part of the income tax, but it is income nonetheless. And if income is taxed, then all income should be taxed. And the better argument is let's not tax income as much. Let's let people keep more of the money that they earn, whether it is in a pension or whether it's working at the local, you know, hardware store or as a construction worker.
Well, let's stick to talking about the seniors who this year get the privilege of paying more taxes than others. Let's not make it a broad philosophical agreement. Let's just focus on the legislature passed a tax increase for people who were living on pensions.
So let's reduce the total income tax on everybody.
So you think you should get money because those seniors are paying more taxes, that you deserve some of that money they paid in extra this year?
No, I don't think it should
come to you.
No, not at all. You're looking at that completely backwards.
Yeah, I should
keep more of my money, and you should be able to keep more of your money because we have a surplus, because now more people are paying income tax. You know, that's the problem with the liberal idea, is that they don't want a broad tax base. They want a very narrow tax base that taxes very select people. And the fairest way for taxation is to tax everybody the same.
Chris, but that's exactly what the Tea Party people and the other Republicans in Lansing did. They picked a very select group of people and they taxed them. And I can't believe that you, as a Tea Party person, approve of going after that individual group with a very specific tax.
You have a very selective hearing. Everybody should pay the same rate on income tax, period. So if you want to tax somebody for buying a car or whatever, you know, get that tax passed. But everybody should pay the same rate of income, a rate of taxation on their income, whether they are a retiree who's drawing a pension or someone who's, again, working in construction or wherever.
Chris, we've got another call we've got to get to. Thanks for sharing your thoughts. You didn't convince me, but thanks for calling.
Okay, we move on to Bob in Kalamazoo, standing by on the line. Bob, welcome.
Hi. I just had an opinion, and it's just my opinion.
Okay.
Put all the laws aside of who's paying and all that. That's something you hold your Congress or your senator accountable for. I think you should run the government like you run your household. You have a surplus, either put it in the bank for a rainy day or you pay off one of your bills. That's what I do. I think that's if we ran our government that way, more power to them. If you don't
You're talking common sense, Bob. What are you doing here? Come on.
Yeah, if you don't like who they're taxing, you vote them out. Thank you.
Okay.
So, thanks for the apparently, call there are many people who believe that a specifically targeted tax increase by our legislature is okay. Well, I don't agree.
One thing I was going to ask Chris, and sadly we did have to move on, but I wanted to ask him if he's looking at more the idea of a flat tax, because that's been kicked around for a good long while, the idea that we just tax everyone the same percentage and then you go from there. Now, you know, maybe that's what he was talking about. I don't know.
I don't want to put words in Chris's mouth, but having had long-running experience with him, I think you're on to something. Mm-hmm. I think he is a flat tax proponent.
Could very well be. You know what? Eric's on the line. Let's see if we can get to Eric here. Welcome. Glad you're with us.
Hi, Eric.
Yeah, I just kind of wanted to add my two cents. Roger keeps calling it a tax increase, but actually it was just eliminating a tax exemption. Pensions were is income that has been earned and never taxed, same as 401ks. Why is it okay to tax a 401k but not a pension?
A number
treating two classes of citizens. Both are retired, both are old, but you're treating two different classes of citizens differently.
Most conservative organizations would not agree with you that a tax increase, even if it's done by removing an exemption, is in fact a tax increase. And
you say potato, I say potato. It's the same thing. You increase taxes, but it's still, why is it okay to tax the 401ks on money but not pensions? That's just treating, you know, people differently.
So you're comfortable with a targeted tax at senior citizens and then spreading that money
that
around
all
to all taxpayers?
It's been doing that all along on 401ks. There's a targeted tax on 401ks right now, and those are all retirees. It's just pensions are not no different, except that it's a defined contribution.
Okay. I think it's interesting.
So I'm okay with taking taxes off of pensions if they take taxes off of 401ks to make everything equal.
Okay. Thanks for sharing, Eric.
All right.
Okay.
Appreciate your call, Eric. We're going to continue ahead with the program, so you make sure to keep it right here as we talk taxes and who knows what else. The sky's the limit, really.
Yeah.
So. We will continue ahead. If you'd like to be a part of any conversation we have, 382-4280 or 877-382-4280 as Lawrence and Taylor continues ahead. Program continues ahead here at 590 WKZO. Jeremy Lawrence here with you, along with
Tico Winton.
Michael just got that picture in his head again.
Yeah. Yes.
See I've been what you've done to
I've
the
been
man?
Trying to burn that image out of my mind.
I don't know how much therapy it would take to get that image out of your mind, really. But
for people who don't know about that, that's a stripper name. You take your first dog's name and the street you grew up on, and you put together the name and make it a stripper name.
We were trying to make it so that no one else had that picture in their heads. So.
We all sincerely apologize for that.
Yes, we do.
Let's move on to really burning issues.
And burning would be the operating word here. Particularly when you're dealing with one ply versus two ply. And you know what I mean.
Oh, my gosh.
And apparently at Texas Christian University, they know what you mean very, very well. In the dorms, the school only provides one ply toilet paper.
Oh.
And, you know, in other schools, they're protesting about all sorts of things. At TCU, two ply. That's what the protest is all about. So.
They got really important issues to protest about.
Of course. They said that the administration has some paperwork to do to be... Okay,
ooh.
Thank you.
Jeremy, that was bad.
I'm trying. But apparently some of the students... And this brings back memories of my college days because my university did the same thing. Provided the one ply.
Oh.
And in the apartment we were living in, we decided to pool our resources, as normally happened when you went to buy pizza together. Instead, we went to buy Quilted Northern together.
Ooh. So, you know. Gosh, I'm surprised you didn't want the... What's Charmin? Isn't that what you squeeze?
Well, it depends, because Charmin actually has a three-ply, and that might...
Ooh,
that's kind of like, you know, beach towel kind of
thickness.
That's there,
living in the lap of luxury,
So I don't know if you want to go that way. Plus, it was more expensive, so, you know, you're on a college budget there. But I guess they're saying that is a comfort factor for them. One of the students says... You just can't put a price tag on single ply versus double ply. You got to think what's more comfortable for the person using it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And what is the university's response? I'm scrolling down through here.
Apparently the university has not yet responded to this. They've got the student government on their side, of course, and they said apparently the school's chancellor is on board with this. One of the students says, I think he's secretly got a supply of two-ply somewhere, so he's totally on board.
Well, there's where I was going to say a real investigative reporter would be checking out the bathrooms in the administration building.
Of course.
And most notably, the chancellor's private bathroom.
Of course.
And I got to think a chancellor has a private bathroom.
You would think, yeah. But I totally understand this because, you know, one-ply... Which, when I was in college, it was we called it John Wayne toilet paper because, just like the Duke himself, it was rough, tough, and didn't take crap from nobody.
Rough, tough.
Have you ever used some of that one-ply stuff?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's like light sandpaper.
Yeah.
You can buff out scratches in your car with it.
Yes.
That's like when I was in school. I'm not going to mention this school, of course, probably a lot of people
Richland.
Out there know. Richland. Okay, yes, so I'll just mention it now. Gull Lake, in middle school, we always had, like, tissues, you know, for, you know, blowing your nose.
Mm-hmm.
And they were all, they always felt like sandpaper. I'm like, I don't want to blow my nose in that. My nose is going to be all rough and red and cracked after that.
Yeah. You know, we use toilet paper as tissue in the studio.
We do.
I'm going to look.
Is it two-ply?
I don't know.
We're going to check. Breaking news after we get back.
Seems oddly fitting when you hear this kind of a song that we have to give you sort of kind of almost breaking sports news.
Yes.
Sort of. I don't know how breaking this is, really. But
yeah.
Lay it on us, Michael.
We're dealing with something that's already broken.
But, right.
Yeah. Yeah, and that would be the Cleveland Browns. They have officially hired a new head coach. His name is Mike Pettine. He was the Bills' defensive coordinator last season and the Jets' defensive coordinator from 2009 to 2012.
So this is the one guy that said, yeah, all right.
Yeah.
Among the many that said,
well, they're going to the Super Bowl now.
Yeah, Cleveland better get ready next year. They're going to be in the playoffs and they're going to be in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I'm certain.
The NHL playoffs, perhaps.
I don't even know if they can make that.
I don't know. But I'm waiting for that announcement here in a few weeks, just before the draft, that that the Cleveland Browns have been mathematically eliminated.
Yeah.
You know, usually it happens for the Detroit Lions at the early part of the season. You know, mm-hmm. So. But for the Browns, yeah.
Is it true that even Detroit Lions fans can look down on the Cleveland Browns?
Well, we are looking down on them. We're in Michigan. They're in Ohio. They're below us.
Well, that too. you know, our signal does get into parts of Ohio.
Oh, oops.
What's your email address?
I don't want to reveal that right now.
Of course not. All right. Well, we also did decide we were going to do some investigative journalism.
Yes.
And because we were just talking about TCU. If you're joining us, TCU, Texas Christian University, the students there are demanding...
No more of this one-ply crap.
Two-ply toilet paper.
Yes.
Yes.
And we use toilet paper as tissue in our studio.
Of course, it has 1,000 uses.
Right. But, continuous form tissue. That's I did discover that the company treats us well. We have 2-ply paper.
Yes.
Yeah? You know, there were people that were waiting on the edge of their seats.
I know.
That, you know.
I know.
Mm-hmm.
And so, whichever end you use it on, it's 2-ply.
Okay. And we won't go any further with
that. Nope.
That just kind of came to its end right there, I think.
So to speak.
Interesting story.
Uh-huh.
That came out of Western Michigan.
Oh, yeah.
The board voted there. They decided that they wanted to buy some homes near the East Campus. Now, the interesting thing about this is, for anybody that's been keeping up East Campus, there's been an awful lot of controversy over tearing down buildings and repurposing some and things like that. And one of the stories that came out recently was one where they decided, you know what, the wings on the building there, what is it?
East Hall. We just can't afford to fix that.
We can't find the money for this. But oddly enough, they have found money to be able to buy 10 homes that are located near East Campus.
Yeah. And I guess the question I'm stuck with is nowhere, not in the reports on WKZO.com, MLive talks about the university wanting to buy these properties and turn it into green space.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's just removing tax dollars off the tax rolls for the city of Kalamazoo and turning it into lawn or something.
Mm-hmm.
And if they don't have a reason that they want to use that land for, why are they just willy-nilly taking properties off the tax rolls for the city of Kalamazoo?
Well, you got to think. I mean, you know, with this kind of purchase, I agree with you when it comes to the idea of, all right, we need to build a new building for the art department.
Yeah.
The music department, the math department, whatever. Pick your area, whatever it is. We need a new building for fill in the blank. Okay, I'm there. You want to be able to do that, that develops the university, develops what your programs are, renews things, makes donors find you more attractive so that you can bring in some more money and improve the overall product of the university.
Mm-hmm.
I'm there.
Mm-hmm.
Totally there.
Mm-hmm.
But in this case, I'm kind of scratching my head. And maybe it's just, you know, I don't want to come to a judgment. But to me, I'm thinking, all right, I'm scratching my head here. You want space for your maintenance staff to be able to mow. That's really the only thing the university is going to be doing with this area.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no plan for that. And here's the other part of it. You found money to buy 10 homes, but you couldn't find money to save one wing of that building? Just a thought. I'm not an expert on buildings, and I'm certainly not an expert on, campus planning for a university or that kind of thing. That's why I'd like to know a little bit more about it to find out, all right, what's the thought behind this? How does this generate bigger and better things for Western Michigan? That's the question I have.
Well, K College bought some houses along West Main Street right near their campus. And when they bought those homes and tore them down, they announced that it was for future development there.
Mm-hmm.
They
mm-hmm.
had plans for that property, and it was going to become lawn for an interim period, but it was for a purpose. I'd like to know why the university wants and needs that property. And I'm not hearing a cogent explanation of why they're investing money in buying that property. Inquiring minds want to know.
Mm-hmm.
What's the purpose?
Now, if you've got an angle on this, if you've been following the story, and certainly East Campus has been a huge deal for a lot of people in town. If you've been following this and you kind of feel like, all right, you know, maybe you, one way or another, maybe you're sitting here going, no, I'm fine with this. This is fine. That's fine. We'd love to hear from you. Or maybe you're sitting here going, this doesn't pass the sniff test with me. Give us a call either way. We'd love to hear from you. Maybe we're wrong on this.
Yeah.
382-4280 or 877-382-4280. Those are our phone numbers, and you can get in touch with us and tell us whether we're right or wrong on this.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm willing to admit if I'm wrong if I feel like there's some sort of plan to let's move the university ahead. Let's move the – because really, if the university does well, moves ahead and gets bigger and better – I mean, that's good for the community.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm on board with that. That's
biggest
fine.
Employer in the yeah. in the town.
But to basically have more yard? Because that's really what it is. Yeah, we want a bigger yard.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I don't know.
I'd like to know a reason for why the university needs that property.
Okay, so give us a call if you would like to sound off. 382-4280, 877-382-4280. Going to take a time out right now for traffic.
Yes, just got a tip in from a listener. There is an accident at the exit 74B. That's where you get off of 94 and get onto 131. The northbound exit is getting backed up due to an accident. So that's exit 74B.
Okay, so if you just happen to be making your way around town, might be a good idea to just go through town today anyway, instead of going around that way.
Or go to 9th Street or find another way around.
Plenty of options there,
yeah,
I'm sure.
Yeah.
So, but really, the East Campus, I understand if you're going to develop this further and, you know, maybe even put some of the educational buildings there or sports complexes. They've got some of that there already.
Yeah.
You know, I can get some of that. I can get the alumni office there. It makes some sense. Okay.
Sure.
A great way to reach back into history there. But clearly, if you're going to buy some land, maybe there's something else to do with it there. I don't know.
Yeah. I'm just concerned about the university doesn't pay for the services that they get from the city.
Mm-hmm.
They're a non-taxable organization.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the City of Kalamazoo Fire Department that protects the university. Mm-hmm. And the City of Kalamazoo, although having weathered the financial trauma of cities in Michigan, has done a real good job.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not like they're sitting on a surplus. And I don't get why we need to take all these homes off the tax rolls.
Well, interesting. We'll see how things continue to develop as we move forward here. This program, this little program we call Lawrence and Taylor. Continue the discussion with you about this and all sorts of things. So make sure you keep it right where you got it. Final segment together here, Lawrence and Taylor on 590 WKZO. And yes, Michael is here as well.
Hey.
That was a very brief greeting. Hey.
Hey. I'm Michael, by the way.
That's him.
Your
His
last
email
name
address
is, by the
is
way.
Michael Loudon.
Michael, by the way.
No, that's my middle name.
Oh,
there we go. The truth comes out now. So, interesting things. I always enjoy watching news from the entertainment field, because I kind of feel like here in the last 15 years or so, somebody's forgotten the creative bone out there. I'm not sure what it is.
Mm-hmm.
But they've decided to just, oh, okay, well, let's remake this movie. Let's remake this. Let's do a new series based on this. I mean, Hawaii Five-O is back on TV. Hello.
Yeah.
But now, apparently, Bill Cosby is in talks with NBC to put together a new TV show. You know, of course, you remember him from The Cosby Show for years. He was on CBS with that show called Cosby for a while. That was kind of fun.
Is he going to play an obstetrician again?
Well, that I don't know. But basically what they've been talking about is doing a family comedy. And they want to see a married couple that acts like they love each other, warts and all. Children who respect the parenting and the comedy of people who make mistakes. Warmth and forgiveness.
What was his wife's name in the series? What actress?
Oh,
played,
it was Felicia Rashad.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are they going to get her to come back?
You got to wonder, because she was part of both of those other series.
Yeah. And if they don't bring her back, and it looks like he divorced her and got a new wife, is that going to create problems for the show?
You know, and I hear this description. They're saying, oh, you know, people that love each other, children who respect the parenting. And I'm sitting here thinking,
oh, it's a fantasy.
It's, yeah. I've heard of this show before. Wherever. Oh, The Cosby Show.
Yeah.
That's what it was. So it makes me wonder, Because, you know, in the world that we have now with reality TV taking up half the time on television anymore, mm-hmm. what makes good television?
Not reality TV.
No, I can agree with you there.
Yes, absolutely.
You know, there's very few reality things that I watch for any length of time and go, oh, wow, that was good.
Oh, and I can't wait till it comes on again next
week. You know, I mean, think about it. They've got, you know, American Idol is not what it once was. And truthfully, let's face it, it's created two major music stars and some other people that release albums every now and again.
Yeah. But
and really, those people were probably going to be discovered somewhere else anyway. So what has it done?
You know, yeah. Yeah.
Really?
No, I don't watch any of that reality stuff. I watch some network television, but never live and most likely on Netflix.
Mm-hmm. Now, I can tell you this. Bill Cosby, if he did a show where, say, he was the grandfather figure,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, this family is going a totally different direction, they're dealing with the reality of today and that kind of thing, and he's sort of that calming focus to be able to drive things forward and still be funny, because the man's tremendously funny even now,
mm-hmm.
maybe that would work. Mm-hmm. I don't know, but it sounds an awful lot like, we just want to do the Cosby Show again.
Because we can't think of anything yes. else to do.
We've ran out of ideas.
Yes. Let's retread this.
And, you know, NBC should be thinking here, because they just came back with the Michael J. Fox show this year. Mm-hmm. This is their first season of it, and it's doing horrible with him returning to TV.
That worked well.
Yeah, that's not working well. It's going to be canceled at the end of the year. So
it
I
is.
Mean, it most likely it's going to be canceled.
Nobody's watching it,
yeah.
apparently.
Like
so.
It's got like 5 million viewers. That's mm-hmm. about it. So NBC should be thinking about this. Do they really want to do a rehash here?
Yeah, good question. We got Andy on the line. Andy, what do you think about it?
Hey, guys. You know, they need to come up with some new reality TV. I'm thinking like Honey Boo Boo, Justin Bieber, Tim McGraw, or Dr. Phil, and maybe, I don't know, throw Bill Cosby in the mix.
All in one show.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's got to be entertaining as hell. I mean, just think of the names.
You know, I got to think with Honey Boo Boo in there and Bill Cosby, he would constantly have that look on his face that says, are you crazy?
Yeah, I would have to guess. I mean, that's just, you know, they need to start throwing some of these combinations together to mix it up a little bit here.
Yeah, well, we could put them all on an island.
There you go.
Now, even better, we'll get the four of them together to overhaul a vehicle that they steal from someone and give back to them at the end of the week.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, absolutely. That would be wonderful. I mean, you know, I figure with all the trouble Bieber's in right now and, you know, some of these other clowns they have on TV, it's a hodgepodge.
Well, how about we throw Lindsay Lohan in there? I think she'd be a perfect addition to that.
That would be perfect. That could be, you know, we could do Justin and Lindsay as a couple.
Ooh.
Oh.
There you go.
Yeah.
Well, you guys have a wonderful rest of the day.
Thanks, Andy.
We'll talk.
Okay. We got rid of him too soon. We'll talk to you later, Andy. I'm sorry
about
that.
That was not intentional.
That was not.
We apologize.
Oops. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, it was Michael's fault. Anyway.
Yeah. Michael,
I'm really
a little more careful over there, will you?
I'll be careful.
We're sick of Kevin to cover for you on this end of it.
No, but I desperately want to see new ideas in television. I mean, think about, for how many years have you watched, you know, the CBS television network? And you've watched what they put on CSI, CSI Miami, CSI New York, NCIS, NCIS LA.
Didn't we go to Vegas for a while?
Well, Vegas is the CSI
Vegas is,
series.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's the original one.
Oh, okay.
But, you know, it's just about every other show is like, okay, it's another cop show. Okay, not that I mind them. I've watched a few in my time, but... Don't we have other things that we could focus on?
It's like on NBC with Law and Order. Law and Order. Law and Order Special Victims Unit. Law and Order Los Angeles. Law and Order Criminal Intent.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You know, I'd had an idea for a Law and Order series, but I don't think it would go anywhere.
That's probably why Los Angeles got canceled, because it just didn't go anywhere.
It could be. I don't know. But, you know, come up with something new, something different. And how about this? A fresh sitcom.
Yes.
You know, because there's some out there, but how long can we go with Two and a Half Men
Yeah, not much longer.
And still make it funny. It's just, it's not been funny for years.
Who's in that now?
Ashton Kutcher.
Yeah.
Angus T. Jones. He's still in that, right?
I think he's largely, is that the they're kid? Kind of writing him
yeah.
out of that.
Yeah, that's,
mostly,
that's so. The kid.
Okay.
And he's not in as many.
John Cryer's still in it, too.
Yes, he is. Mm-hmm.
But why is the question?
I don't know.
Uh-huh.
I've never watched that show.
Yeah, I think it's got to go. And with that,
we got to go.
You know what? We'll get together again tomorrow. Do it all over again. Join us, won't you?
This is Kalamazoo's news station and Kalamazoo's home for Detroit Tiger baseball. 590 WKZO Kalamazoo.